extraordinaire. Freakazoids, freakazoids, underground in underwear. Freakazoids, freakazoids, guess who's Washington DC? Freakazoids, freakazoids, gonna have something better on TV. Freakazoids, freakazoids, his brain's overloading. It has a chocolate coating. Textbook case for Sigmund Freud. Freakazoids, freakazoids.
Check out Dexter Douglas, your computer ace. When surfing on the internet, there was that to cyberspace. He turned into the Freakazoid, who's strong and super quick. He drives the villains crazy, cause he's a lunatic.
His home base is the Freakalair. Freakazoid, Freakazine, Toy Gavara cuts his hair. Freakazoid, chimpanzee, rides around in a Freakomobile. Freakazoid, Freakazoo, hopes to make a movie deal. Freakamee, Freakayoo, he's here to save the nation. So stay tuned to this station. If not, we'll be unemployed. Freakazoid, Freakazoid.
Welcome to ToonKid. Starting off, we're talking about, well, as you heard from the beginning of the show, that was Freakazoid. Pretty awesome show. I like it a lot myself. Miss it from back in the day when it was way popular. Then after that, we're going to talk a little bit about South Park, Simpsons, and then see what else comes up. Okay, let's start it up.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
First up is Freakazoid. Now, what's weird about it is, it's about this guy who was, well, a techie, that basically sat on his computer and played video games, surfed the internet, and did whatever all day. And somehow he opened up a vortex in cyberspace, got sucked in and transformed, and got all these superpowers, which... is granted is really, really weird, but what is it with superhero powers these days? But, but like, he would go around and like, he was retarded, like almost like The Tick. Oh, The Tick was a great show. Oh, with the Mothman. Oh, I was actually watching that the other day, where like The Tick and whatever his sidekick is, like somehow switch brains, and then they had to figure out like, how to use each other's powers, and then everybody was switching brains, and the villain switched brains, and then Chairhead, who literally has a chair for a head, which I don't know how he talks, but it was really weird and really funny. I love it. But back to Freakazoid. It was always interesting what they would come up with. And one of the episodes that I actually remember, because I haven't watched it in probably 8 or 9 years. Damn, has it been that long? Fuck. But I haven't watched it in forever. And I remember one episode, it was a Christmas episode. And he met up with his arch nemesis, it was Doc something. And they were in the grocery store. And they're pushing their carts along, And all of a sudden they run into each other, like, oh. And they look at each other, they give each other those looks. And they're like, oh, what'd you get me, And they like, dive into each other's, carts. Like, oh, you didn't. Oh, thank you. You shouldn't have. One of those moments. It was really funny because it was like his arch nemesis. And, oh, it cracks me up. But, I don't know, it was really interesting. So, if anybody can find the DVDs or VCD somewhere, tell me, email me, or something so I can actually find it. Or give me a call, which is even better. But, yeah. Tell me if you can find it, because I would love to find some of the Freakazoid DVDs out there. Yeah, that was a pretty long break right there. I first went out to make some food, and then went to catch some Inuyasha. Good show. I actually watched the end of the last few minutes of Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo. Pain in the ass name to say. But that's the stupidest show I've ever seen. Makes no sense. I really hate it. Bad production value, bad editing, bad directing. Well, okay, good editing, but bad directing. I don't know. I just don't understand anything that goes on there, and it never answers any questions, and it really pisses me off, and I just can't sit through a whole episode without wanting to shoot myself. So, enough of that shit. Let's get on. I was just watching Inuyasha, which is a really good show. I love it. It's usually on too late for me to watch, but since it was on 11 tonight, I actually got to watch it. It was a good episode. Kind of weird, but I've actually never seen this episode. I've seen the one after it. It's one of those to-be-continued things where, like, Kagome is sent back to the modern world, and she's been gone for a while, and then she's just starting up again, getting back to school and everything. She realizes that there's this culture fest going on, and all her friends push her into joining all these things and helping out. She becomes a lead in this play, becomes the main soloist in this choir, along with helping cook food or whatever. Cooking food becomes a problem because she brings back these ancient herbs that turn out to be made from some demons or whatever. It's kind of weird. But what happens is it's okay to eat when they're dried, but if they get boiled or heated up in any way, the demons are released. And so she decides to cook them in food, and she leaves them in the kitchen. She doesn't actually get to cook them in food, but there's some sort of fire or something going on. Not fire, but the room's heated up, and there's steam everywhere, and it's almost like they're boiled, and all the demons are released, and now they're running free. And in the next episode, it has Inuyasha coming to the modern era, which I don't know how he can get to the modern era. I don't know. I never watched it that in depth enough to understand all the dynamics of it. It's a lot of episodes. I don't care, like, of watching everything unless it's on DVD and I have nothing else to do, which usually doesn't happen. But what's going on is he comes and he has to wear a hat because he has little dog ears because he's half dog demon or something like that. And he's a wolf. No, dog. Dog. Definitely dog. Yeah, he's a dog. And he comes back and he's like walking around this culture fest. There's food everywhere and everything. He's always complaining about how he could sniff out the demons if there weren't so many interesting scents around. Blah, blah, blah. Some stupid bullshit. Or whatever. I think he's just copping out. What a wuss. Yeah, if he was here, he'd cut my head off. But he comes back, he kills all the demons steadily, and he gets jealous because during the play that Kagome's in, she's doing this scene with this one guy who's always had a major, major, major crush on her. And Inuyasha's above on the terrace. Not on the terrace, but like on the lights or whatever, above the stage watching. He gets really jealous and he just jumps on the guy and chucks him off stage. And it's like, you get away from her, don't ever touch her again, blah, blah, blah. It's so funny. He's such an egotistical bastard. It's absolutely hysterical. But everything turns out happy and everyone goes back to living life the way it normally is. So I guess it's cool. But next up, South Park. South Park is actually a very good show. I don't like the animation so much. It's kind of weird, kind of just a choppy kind of thing where it's like up and down, up and down, up and down. Kind of like they're still using Flash for it, which is really screwy because they probably make several million trillion dollars a year. I just wish they could actually do something good instead of being, well, shitty. Suffice it to say. I don't know. I really thought I was going to have more on that, but didn't care enough to put enough effort into the research of that shit. I was just watching, what's it called? It's this one podcast called The DiCaprio Codes. It's really funny. It's a mock of the Da Vinci Codes, and it's making it look like DiCaprio, Leonardo DiCaprio, is his reincarnation of some Spanish explorer, something Oscar, and he founded the Academy, like the Film Academy, and like, he was looking for the Fountain of Youth and blah blah blah. And in this, Leonardo DiCaprio is supposed to be the reincarnation of this ancient explorer and whatever, and now there's all these, there's people being murdered for it. There's Morgan Freeman in it, where he's really weird and has a penguin gang following around him. And why the penguins? I don't understand. And they get the help of George Lucas. And in one scene, it has George Lucas accepting a bunch of Oscars. He's like, "Thank you for I want to thank everybody for giving me these 14 Oscars tonight. There's a lot of people who went into this, but without one person, this could not have been possible, and that's me." And there's Han Solo, the guy who plays Luke, Chewbacca's like, "Lucas, Lucas." And then Princess Leia comes on, and at the bottom it says Geek Fantasy. And she strips off her clothes, and it's just her little tunic thing with the thing she's wearing when she was the slave to Jabba the Hutt. And she's like, "I want you, George Lucas, on right here on the stage," and like jumps on him, and it zooms out, and it's George Lucas playing with Flash, and he's like, "That's the way the 1978 Academy Awards should have been, except for one thing," and he gets one of the big walkers with the four legs, and he moves it on the back. He's like, "Yeah, that's perfect." I'm like, oh my god, how sick can it be? Oh, what other podcasts are really, really weird? There's this one called The Wubcast. Check it out, you will laugh your ass off. It's a video cast for preschoolers or whatever, and it's like, "Wub, wub, 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 wubsy, wubsy, wow, wow." It makes no sense. They haven't even done anything yet, but they just sing the intro song or whatever. It's like one of the characters like builds this like atomic like nuclear blast gun, and the other one like can like read minds of robots, I think. I'm not exactly sure how it's supposed to go, but like, how can preschoolers be normal with this kind of thing going on? I think what I'm going to do is, if anybody's heard of Happy Trooper and you'll understand what I'm talking about, check it out. They have their own video cast, or go to happytreefriends.com. And Happy Tree Friends is a sick, sick thing. Every episode, whoever's in it dies a gruesome death. They blow up, get burned, get scratched, their eyeballs fall out, their limbs fall off, something falls on them, so they get shot. It's absolutely revolting, but that's what I'm going to have my kids watch, and that's how I'm going to corrupt my children. Corrupted children. a good one is, but they haven't put anything out in a while, is on Dogtoons, they have the Nick and Hyde show, which is actually pretty funny. It's just two guys chilling out, talking about random shit, and they make these weird-ass animations for what they're doing, and I think it's absolutely hysterical. If you can tell, I love cartoons. That's why I'm called Toon Kid. Duh. Another good one is Strong Bad Emails. If you go to homestarrunner.com, it's this bunch of things where, like, it has this cartoon character who's like, "I'm the best, rah, 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 rah. Everybody else sucks and the cheat and I hate Homestar." Which, Cheat and Homestar are two different characters on the website. And he always gets the emails and he makes fun of them. Let me put a sound clip in here. Okay, seeing that I'm completely stupid with computers, if anyone knows out there knows how to convert an M4V file into something I can use into like a sound clip or just into a regular AVI file so I can rip the sound off of it, that'd be awesome. Send me a link email me a link, and that would be awesome because I don't know how to do it. Basically, what I was going to do was play one of those Strong Bad things. It was going to be Different Town, which is an absolutely funny episode. But I really don't feel like describing it because it's a pain in the ass. Fuck. I'm tired. It's like, what, 12:50 at night? Damn. That's late to be casting right now. But other than that, I don't know. I really haven't got much more to say right now. Check me out. I finally actually have a podcast page. If you didn't notice before my last episode, I kind of was just like blah, 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 blah. Hoping to one day put it in, but I never got around to it. So check me out at toonkid.podomatic.com. It's not that cool, but you can see what I'm doing. Email me at toonkid@podomatic.com or give me a call at 206-666-2845. Other than that, I gotta put a shout out to Bill at Weaving Willow Podcast. Thanks for chatting with me while we're trying to deal with a goddamn piece of shit DS Nintendo Wi-Fi fucking... Yeah. I could get into more swear words, but I really don't care about it anymore. Other than that, peace out. Oh, and before I forget, I was just listening back to the episode and realized I forgot something, which sounds a lot like me. But, yeah, I told you my number was 206-666-2845. And my email is, well, currently is poetseye@gmail.com. Email me, chat me up on Skype at toonkid. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you, find out who my listeners are. Other than that, this is the real, finally, peace out.
He's doing something to his ass. He's not kicking his ass, but he's definitely doing something to his ass. Sparky, bad dog!
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view, yeah. When you're too crazy, lifeless. To those the definition for what life is, priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
the basics. Without it, you naked. Allow me to make this childlike your nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in disguise from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust. So not his muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right.
Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming.